Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist.
All right, guys, or should I say, all is well. All is well as I'm recording this beautiful podcast with you in this lovely place called Scarborough in South Africa, Cape Town. And if you haven't been to South Africa, in particular to Cape Town, I highly recommend you to add that on your bucket list. One of the most beautiful places in the world. I'm very blessed to say that I've traveled different parts of the world, and I can see that I always end up coming back to this beautiful land of the tip of Africa. I'm in a place called Scarborough, which is actually literally half an hour away from, or 20 minutes away from, the tip of Africa, Cape Point. It's one of the really unique and special places, and I feel that I completely isolate myself as I go to the tip of another continent, away from the hustle and bustle of the fast pace of Dubai. But it's always nice to get away and to reconnect with nature. And I always find myself inspired and in spirit with nature. I find nature allows me to expand my mind and to think out the box, and just to reconnect with myself. Reconnect with nature allows me to reconnect with myself, and I really find it to be a very powerful place to do so. It helps, you know, the environment here is extremely powerful, and the essence of the nature and what it has to offer. The wild ocean and the mountains are just always such beautiful reminders that there is an intelligence, a greater mind, a divine mind that is always ever present by bringing everything together in this organized chaos of what I call nature. It's beautiful. Really, it is. It just reminds me of the power of everything that is in the seen and in the unseen world. So as I said, I'm inspired in spirit to share with you guys a little nugget, a little reminder of the importance of us connecting with our why, and why it's so important to connect with our why. I find that deep whys are almost anchors to allow us to continue to focus on the life we want to create for ourselves and guide us in our decision-making process in life. And when I talk about deep why, I don't mean the surface why, but I mean the deep whys that drive us to get up every day to do what we do, the deep whys that allow us to be disciplined and motivated. Even when where the motivation is gone, we still have the discipline to carry through whatever we want to be doing for ourselves and the life that we want to create. So connecting with the deep why has always been a great tool to feed into our mind why we're doing what we're doing, and to keep that momentum in our life. And when I come and I get the opportunity to travel into different times of the year and to different parts of the world, it reminds me again of one of my deep whys, of why I decided to leave the, you know, corporate world or the 9-to-5 job, and to step into the unknown, to step into finding something that was a little bit more purposeful and was more aligned with my deep why, my soul why. And that's my mission, of course, for now going into 7 years of raising people's consciousness and reminding them that they always have a choice. They always have a choice to create, a choice to create the life that they want, and to remind them that stepping out into the unknown is a powerful place. In fact, it's the place of infinite opportunities and possibilities. And as I might find myself in this beautiful nature with the blessings to travel and to experience new things and to reconnect and to work from any location I choose to, it reminds me of my deep why. It reminds me of why I do what I do, and what is my energy exchange for that? To follow my purpose, to follow my mission, to be comfortable in the uncomfortable, be okay with the unknown. And my deep why is the life of freedom. I think all of us are always striving to make more money, but in reality, what we're looking for is more freedom, because money, actually, that's what it does. It gives us more freedom, freedom to choose, freedom to do what we want to do. And at behind our drive for seeking money, it's usually seeking freedom most of the time, or purchasing the material, because that's another form of conditioning. But deep inside, as our innate human instincts, we strive for being free. We were born to be free. We were born to come into this place to not be confined by a system or by doing what others tell you to do because of fear or for any other reason, but rather choosing to follow our truth and what really drives us and what our purpose is. And it's okay if we don't know what our purpose is, but to taking action of exploring until we come close to defining what our true purpose is in this world. But when we are confined, it makes it harder for us to connect with our purpose. More importantly, when we lose focus of our deep why, we become less discipline as well as less determined in seeking and creating the life that we want for ourselves. We tend to sometimes settle, and that's dangerous because we don't want to settle out of fear. We want to settle because we are in a space and a place that we are happy with what is. And that is settling for what is and surrendering for what is from a place of love, from a place of appreciation, from a place of gratitude, but not mixing gratitude with determination to strive, not mixing gratitude with settling, if that makes sense. So driving this conversation back to its original point, which is a reminder to you to connect with your deep why you're doing what you're doing. And when we connect with our deep whys, it will really guide us to make the right decisions and to uncover a lot of the decision-making process that is habitual, that is unconscious, and finding out that it's probably coming from a place that's not serving us. So defining your why and why you do what you're doing will be one of a powerful tool that has helped me in my life, and I guarantee will help you by reconnecting and understanding your deep why. So here's a reminder to connect with your deep why and to follow your truth as you connect with your deep why, as that will be your fuel to your fire that resides within you. Much love and positive energy to you all. Speak to you soon.